It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hey, I'm Som, a.k.a. Sominator, Community Manager for Neverwinter.
Hey, this is Aaron, a.k.a. DM Silver Adept of the Neverwinter Nights Podcast and the Realms of Trinity.
Hey, and this is Brian, a.k.a. Sir Brian of the Realms of Trinity and Neverwinter Nights Podcast. And you're listening to the 182nd episode of Neverwinter Nights Podcast, a podcast all about the Neverwinter Nights series of role-playing games and the now-released MMO from Cryptic, Neverwinter. Tonight we are joined by an awesome guest, somebody we met out at the Gen Con Game Fair at the D&D Sundering event. We have Som. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
It is our pleasure. Before we get rolling on, can you actually get started out telling the audience a little about yourself and how you came to work as the community manager at Neverwinter?
Sure. You know, I come from a journalism background. I worked as a journalist for MMORPG.com. I was one of their staff members, writing previews and reviews and running their podcasts and doing all kinds of cool content for them on all types of MMOs, and also their sister sites, FPSGuru.com and RTSGuru.com. And before that, I wrote for a little site called Crush Frag Destroy, and reported, if you can believe it, reported on Neverwinter in its early stages, a little news article about, you know, its reveal and that kind of stuff. And so I'm a huge Neverwinter Nights fan, as well as, of course, a Neverwinter fan. And I started working as the community manager here at Perfect World and Cryptic Studios in February of this year. I also have a PhD in that focuses on social media and online communities and that kind of stuff. And I've been applying a lot of the work that I did in the academic scene with Neverwinter and with MMOs in general. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Wow.
Now, that's a heck of a background.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean,
I was gonna say, wow! I now feel like the amateur of the day.
Well, I mean, it's great that you're on board with working community on, you know, Neverwinter site and everything. I think it's great. I've seen a lot of what the work that you've been doing. It's definitely awesome.
Well, thank you. It's a really exciting time for the game and for MMOs in general. And it's fascinating to me to look at the lineage of games in the Forgotten Realms setting. I mean, I just remember being in college and skipping classes to play the original Neverwinter Nights, and then later, obviously, Neverwinter Nights 2. And now it's like I'm working on Neverwinter, and I love MMOs, so it's really cool for me as a player, as well as in terms of my career.
Absolutely. I think that's something that resonated with me when you were talking about loving MMOs and stuff. I think for all the years prior to Neverwinter's release, before it was announced, a lot of Neverwinter Nights community were always like, you know what? I say, look, you know, these persistent worlds, I mean, just think if you had millions of players.
You know, look at us now.
And look at us now. I mean, isn't that something? Look 5 years later, and then bam, from the time that the last expansion came out for Neverwinter Nights 2 to the time, you know, we are here now where, hey, we're actually talking about a real breathing MMO that's Neverwinter.
Isn't that crazy? I bet, like, we have to look forward to 5 years from now when we're all riding hoverboards and, like, playing Neverwinter Nights on our Oculus Rifts or whatever.
Yeah, it's one way to look at it, that's for sure. I mean, it's just it's an amazing thing. When you take a look at the success that Neverwinter Nights series had, and then you roll that up to all the talent and all the time that's been put into Neverwinter with all the UGC capabilities, I mean, I think the sky's the limit with that product.
You're absolutely right. I think you've nailed the head. You've hit the nail on the head with that.
Yes, proverbially.
Proverbially.
Obviously, you know, I can say this without feeling any pang of regret. You are much more certified in this than we are. So can you tell us a bit of how, you know, what you know and what you've seen and everything you've been able to do? And how does that combine with things like the Neverwinter Forum and some of the other community communication areas? How that all sort of interlinks and feeds the Neverwinter staff?
Well, that's a great question, Ben. I mean, first of all, let me preface this and say that you guys are doing amazing work and stuff that I definitely don't know how to do. I mean, I play around with our own Foundry, and I think when the original Neverwinter Nights came out, I played around with the Aurora toolset, but I don't have the design background or any sort of coding background or anything. So I know what I like in terms of games as a player, and I know I have a very rudimentary understanding of like how design works, but the way that you guys are taking the tool sets that you have at your fingertips and the things that you're creating right now are phenomenal. So I think you're just as versed as anybody to speak about what you're talking about. And in my case, I am working on understanding how communities can flourish by matching up traditional models of community management with what players and community members want in the Neverwinter scene that maybe other games don't have. So if I'm looking at community management from the traditional angle, then I may be, you know, using the forums, I may be using Facebook or Twitter or other social media outlets to engage with players and get everyone, keep everyone excited about what we're doing, because we're doing some really awesome stuff. But I might, you know, if I'm not paying attention, I might completely skip over the Foundry and forget that, you know, that's our biggest and most vibrant community in the Neverwinter MMO scene, unlike a lot of other MMOs, which don't have usually generated content. So my first task coming on in February during the closed beta weekends before the game was out was to figure out how we can make the Foundry more accessible to everyone and start fostering a Foundry community, which is really important for Neverwinter because the Foundry is one of the pillars of the game. So we started a Foundry authors beta where a select few people could come in and start working with the Foundry tool set, tinker with making their own quests and troubleshooting different bugs and helping us make the Foundry tool set better based on their feedback. And the Foundry community basically took off from there. And the forums are a really good hotspot to kind of take the pulse of the community and see what different issues are coming up or see what different feedback points or suggestions are coming up. But it's only one outlet for us in terms of how the Neverwinter community engages with each other and engages with us and the developers. We're very active on Facebook and Twitter. We're increasingly active on places like Reddit. And we also do lots of in-person stuff. Like, you know, I came to Gen Con not just to check out what's happening, but also just meet with players and connect with them. And a lot of people we've been finding are excited not only about the Foundry, but about, you know, the dungeons in Neverwinter, the endgame content, the vanilla 1-60 content with the Fear of the Feywild stuff that just got released last week, and also our live streams. So it's kind of like, I like to think of it as an integrative approach to keeping everyone involved and excited and informed about what everyone else is doing in the game. And the forums are just one piece of that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely something in our travels that we've seen, too. I mean, obviously, social media plays a key role. Something different now than it ever had before, especially when you have a community involved with a game such as Neverwinter. You know, with you have the UGC community, you have the player community, you have people who want more, you know, content from the UGC community. So you have this big feedback loop that's continuously rolling between all the different medium.
Totally.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you know, sort of leads into the next question too, is you know, from your experience, I mean, since you've been running and everything, what are the sort of some of the topics or thread subjects that seem to be the most popular amongst the Neverwinter community?
Yeah, it really varies. I mean, it varies on almost a day-to-day basis because of the evolving nature of MMOs and online communities. One obviously big topic is always the Foundry. We have a dedicated sub-forum on our forums for the Foundry. And what's really exciting for me to see is Foundry authors and players taking the initiative to share their own content and share the user generated missions that they've created in those forums and on Facebook. They're live streaming their quests, and some Foundry authors are getting together to do like a weekly playthrough of different quests, or just to chat about, you know, different things that they're doing in the Foundry. And people are really kind of on the Foundry forums really kind of cling together and work out different strategies that they've used to create specific effects in their own missions, or, you know, like if someone's saying like, I'm trying to script this particular NPC to do this, when this happens, how do I do this? And sometimes the devs will jump in to help, or sometimes other players, more experienced authors, will have that information. And I feel as though it is a it is a two-way street between myself and the devs and the authors and players within the Foundry, because they come up with really cool ideas, and I act as a liaison between the players and the devs in a lot of the cases. So I'll bring up the ideas to the devs, and then we'll see if that's something that can come in a content update or if it's a much simpler fix. And at the same time, we're spotlighting a lot of their work, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit later about how we do that. But other days, there'll be more talks about, hey, we've got a new balance change coming up, and so players will be giving us feedback about how they feel about those gameplay and balance updates, or we just had a summer festival go live today, so there'll be a lot of chats about, well, how do I get this reward? How do I get that reward? How does this system work? And we also receive a lot of really valuable and positive as well as constructive feedback about all types of game systems. And something that I tell our players all the time is that we sweep the forums regularly to figure out what are the hot trending issues and what are the things that people want to see in the game so that we can make it better, rather than just sort of keep creating the game in a vacuum.
Yeah, I mean, in our experience with our persistent world, I think a lot of times, you know, we've noticed a similar type of thing, you know, where you see these things being posted or you see this feedback, and if you don't actually do like what you're doing, you know, you do get into that vacuum scenario, and it's actually awesome to hear that, you know, how you're approaching it and how you're managing that and not sitting on great opportunities.
Totally, because what good does that do anyone, right? I mean,
right.
then no one is happy with, let's say if people are unhappy with a particular feature or some bug or whatever, and we're not paying attention, then people who are playing the game are going to be frustrated by the issue, and we're going to be frustrated because we don't know why people are frustrated, right?
So right.
The idea is to make the game better and keep making it better.
Which I'm sure people, especially when you think of games like, you know, easy one to pick on is the Battlefield game, where, you know, people are having things like tanks fly into mountains or all those sort
sure.
of things. You know,
sure.
I can
yeah.
So, I mean, it is great to hear, though, that people are being that responsive, and obviously that they have you doing what you're doing to make sure that, you know, people get heard, especially when it's frustrating, because there's nothing worse than when you start off frustrating and then you end up feeling like, not only am I getting annoyed with this, but I point it out and nobody listens. So it's great to hear that, you know, that's something that's actively being pursued.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a real frustrating feeling if you think that you have some feedback that you like to share, something that really bugs you, and you feel that there's no one listening to you. So, I mean, I make it very clear that we're really excited to hear about everyone's feedback. And just because one person has one point of feedback and another person has another one, they are conflicting, that doesn't mean that they're not valid points of feedback. So we welcome all kinds of feedback. I mean, I literally read all of my PMs and try and respond to all of them, just so people know that we're listening, we're watching, we love for you to be heard. And even if you don't see your change go into the game tomorrow, you might see it come into the game down the line.
Right. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I hear you, man.
Aside from directly handling things with the forms and things of that nature, could you get a bit more into how, I mean, I know you said things like you're helping foster some of the Foundry conversations, you're helping get instructions to the developers, without getting too deep into, you know, the obvious I go talk to the guy sort of things. Is there anything specifically that starts those conversations besides like a player says, hey, I have an idea?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I meet weekly with the developers. I should say more than weekly. What's the best way for me to phrase this? We're all in constant contact with each other, the developers, the community managers, the producers, everybody. I mean, we're always talking about the game and how what things are being worked on, what things are coming next, what things are that still need to be ironed out. And if there's any high priority issues that come up, it's almost like everybody knows about it
right.
immediately, and everyone's working to either put out fires or bugs or whatever. In my case, I hold regular meetings with the devs on the forum that, excuse me, on the feedback that I received from the forums, from other social media outlets, from personal interactions with players, and say, hey, these are the high priority issues that we're community angle. Service representatives will do the same, and quality assurance representatives will do the same. And it's basically a way for us to all be on the same page of what are the high priority issues and suggestions that we're seeing from all of these different outlets, and how can we then implement them as a team.
It's like being half customer service, half project management.
It really is those two things. I mean, actually, I would say it's a third customer service, a third project management, and a third basically, I mean, for lack of a better term, marketing. Because I and the other community managers, both on Neverwinter and on the other games that we develop and publish, we create a lot of the web content that you'll see. If you go onto the website on playneverwinter.com and you see a lot of informational stuff, that all comes from us creating content based on the information that we get from the devs. So there's a lot of writing involved. We also do social media reports to see, you know, how are we connecting with people, and are we doing it the right way? Can we do it better? You know, are people confused about this new feature because we haven't, you know, worded in the right way, or should we stop posting on MySpace? Or, I mean, we don't have MySpace, but I mean, like, it's just keeping abreast of the, you know, the tools that we're using. And we get to do a lot of exciting stuff like live streams and just chatting with people in game and other fun stuff. And then there's, you know, the more day-to-day tasks that we do, you know, sitting at our desks that take up a lot of time too. But everything's pretty much fun. Sometimes there are Nerf battles.
Well, you know, speaking of fun, leads right into the next question. It's like, what's the most enjoyable part of being a Neverwinter community manager so far?
You know, there are really two aspects for me. Everything I would say is really fun. I mean, working in the MMO and video games industry is awesome fun, and working for Perfect World and Cryptic is really cool, being a part of a great bunch of people. But the two things that really stand out are, one, getting to interact with players from all walks of life, from all different backgrounds. Some people who have never played an MMO before but are really big Forgotten Realms fans, as well as people who have played like 20 MMOs like myself and are excited about the new things that Neverwinter brings to the table. And joining people like you guys, Brian and Ben, just who are excited about Neverwinter Nights. I mean, that makes me really excited to connect with other people who are as juiced about Neverwinter and Neverwinter Nights and the Forgotten Realms IP as I am. And that ties into the second thing, which is getting to work on Forgotten Realms is basically a dream for me, because I've been a fan of all things D&D and particularly Forgotten Realms for a really long time. I've read it like probably 70-80% of the original books within the setting.
Wow.
And I'm a big gamer, and I think that's one of the reasons why when I came on, it was felt that I could add something to it, because you know, I could hang with people who are talking about Neverwinter trivia or Forgotten Realms trivia, and get people on the same page, you know, about the different times the different time setting that Neverwinter is in now than for example Neverwinter Nights or any number of things related to the Forgotten Realms fiction.
Yeah, I mean that's one nice thing too about Neverwinter. I mean, something that we did a long time ago when we started our persistent world, we rolled the clock ahead 232 years. So, mm-hmm. So we're like 130 past Neverwinter even.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I mean, we just made that decision because of the story we wanted to tell. But what's nice about Neverwinter, I mean, you already did push the story ahead 100 years for where it was in the NWN2 vanilla campaign. And, you know, it's just amazing to be able to see the evolution all the way across and for people to be able to be a part of that.
I think it's really rad. I mean, there's so much that the Forgotten Realms has to offer. And it's so easy to just look at one piece of it and say like, well, that's the Forgotten Realms, without remembering like that there's this huge like lineage and history that we can draw from, and there's a huge present and future that we can draw from too. So
right,
it's pretty rad.
It really is, and I think that was one of the things that the actual Dungeons & Dragons crew at Wizards of the Coast really did. They really blew it out whenever they came out with 4.0. I mean, whether you like the rule set or not, the idea of the story was really where it came out to really shine. you know, to just radical, you know. I mean, even from they really didn't make that many big, you know, world changes from 2.0 to 3.0 and then 3.5. You know, there really wasn't any major catastrophes that took place in the world, and they really pushed it out for the, you know, the spell plague and everything else.
Pretty cool. And then like all the fiction that came out around it was pretty rad too, because they had to you can't hand wave that kind of stuff and say like, okay, now it's fourth edition, so this is all these rules are changed, you know.
Yeah, we really wanted to do this, but you know, that's, I mean, you're right, it's the story actually dictated the rule changes rather than vice versa.
Pretty cool.
It really is.
As the community, obviously things are growing, things are changing, and it's a very vibrant time right now. As things go on in the following days, weeks, and years, what would you like to see develop in the...
That's an awesome question. I think for me, what I would like to see is the different parts of the Neverwinter community begin to gel even more than they are right now. I mean, we have a very, very young game. We just launched in June, and it's now August, and we've launched our first module. So I think players are... developing with our help, are developing their own sub communities within the larger Neverwinter community in a really organic way. What's going to be really interesting is to see a year from now how the Foundry community, which is still just growing, how it will be more established, how the PvPers will have their own little sub community, how the, you know, the dungeon runners, the dungeon delvers will have their own community, and we'll be the localized place, like the one stop shop for everyone to come to hang out on the forums or to chat in game or hang out on our social media outlets or check out the Neverwinter Wiki to be the place where all the resources are, where people can, you know, try out their, look at different builds for their characters or discuss different tactics they have for in PvP, or figure out the, you know, best practices for creating certain effects in the Foundry and that kind of stuff. So I think we'll get there in some good time. It takes time for communities like these to develop and sort of establish their own identities, and we're very much in that process right now.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, just to have all the microcosms of different types of players, and to be able to have places where they can share their thoughts or even get together to talk about stuff, or, you know, set schedule times to even play. I mean, I think that's really cool. I mean, that's a different approach, you know. That's not your standard approach.
I definitely agree. Yeah, I mean, and games are changing, you know. Games are changing, and player communities are changing, because back in the day, you know, you'd pick up, you know, the Neverwinter Nights 2 expansion. This is like just a few years ago, right? And you'd play that. But now there's so many different things demanding your attention, whether they be MMOs or otherwise. You know, I might be distracted from playing whatever it is I'm playing by, you know, the Plants vs. Zombies 2 that just came out on my iPad. So like if I'm not invested in something in the same way that I may have been, let's say, 5 years ago, I really have to find my community, people like me who are interested in the things that I am, and that's what really keeps me affiliated with something. Otherwise, it's like I don't know anyone in this community, and I'm not really interested in what they're talking about. So what's the point for me to really participate?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it is a different environment, and as well as, I mean, it really comes down to engagement at the end of the day, and how well you're engaging the community, and the fact that putting all the time and the way you've done it and the team has done it, I think that really is where you're going to keep that engagement going. You're going to keep putting it in, and it's going to keep coming out. Every pound you put in, you get 10 pounds out of it. You know, it's just, it's really nice to see that working that way.
It's totally true. I mean, you're really right about that. And I think the thing about Neverwinter is it's such a cool game that engagement is almost like an added layer. As a player, I can go into it and I'll just have a ball playing the game. And there's so much to offer that, you know, if I'm a PvPer, I can do that. If I just want to do PvE, I can do that. If I want to do Foundry, like I can run quests or make quests, I can do that. But me as a community manager, my interest is creating a second layer above all of that, where people can engage with each other, enjoy the game together, and enjoy talking about the game and strategizing about different parts of the game, even when they're, you know, at work or at you know, in between classes or whatever it is. Really excited as a community manager.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that is amazing. I mean, I know that, you know, before we move on to the next, throw one more thing in, is the fact that, you know, we've always valued, and at least in our scenario, we've always valued having the players be able to play the way they want to. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they want to be dungeon drivers or whether, you know, they want to grind away, or maybe they want to role play. You know, there's plenty of room for role play. The one thing that's interesting is how well it's working on Neverwinter, because in smaller communities, it seems to be that what we've seen happen is people tend to be more focused on role playing alone, not really worried about doing the dungeon crawls, not really. They're more worried. They just want to stand around a campfire and BS for hours. You know, and it's nice to see. I mean, it's very heartening to see for us more that are much more in line with Neverwinter's vision. You know, to have more of the action oriented, especially we talked to Jack in the last episode, where that was like one of the key points of Neverwinter was the fact that you had that great combat system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that to see that flourish and be one of the hallmark features of Neverwinter is like very heartening to see, and seeing how well people are taken to it.
Totally. I think it offers something fresh and new and exciting that MMOs have been lacking for a long time. And I mean, I'm an old school gamer, and I have to admit that I'm sometimes happy with older gameplay systems. Like, you know, if you go back and play Baldur's Gate right now, with the re-release, you're going to find a lot of the same stuff that you've played before. And that can be really fun. I mean, I have no problem with that. But if you have a combat system that is engaging by itself, and then you have Neverwinter built around this entire thing that is already fun, it's kind of like a win-win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's just one of those things. You know, you find your fun. You know, I don't want to steal a quote from Mr. Hensley, but, you know, but the bottom line is what he told us when we first interviewed him in 2011 was that you got to find your fun. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Certainly. Off the bat, you could have all the graphics, you can have all the stuff, but if you don't got that core fun, you're going to have problems down the road.
So true.
And that's so true. Talking about a little bit more about the UGC stuff, getting back to that, I noticed you just mentioned it as well, you have a whole forum section dedicated to the UGC authors and players. What's the most useful feature section for players that stands out to you for people who are interested in the UGC content for Neverwinter?
It's a great question. There's actually quite a lot in relation to UGC when it comes to Neverwinter. So one of the go-to places is the Foundry forums, which we have. If you go to the main Neverwinter forums and just click on Foundry, that's like the hotspot for all the discussion about Foundry, about different things people are working on and different things people would like to see, and just general chat about Foundry by players and devs. There's a sub-forum called the Foundry Spotlight Forums, which is where players will post their quests with a little bit of information and maybe some screenshots so that other players can check them out, and also where we look when we're looking to find the next potential Foundry Spotlight. The Foundry Spotlight is something that we do pretty regularly, where we'll take one quest that an author has created that has received significant recognition from both the Foundry authors community and the Foundry player community, and we'll put that on the website. We'll have like a whole blog post on it that explains, you know, who the author is, what the title is, what kind of quest is it, you know, is it story, dialogue, combat, how much combat they can expect, how long the quest will be. There'll be, you know, a screenshot about the quest. There'll be author tips. There'll be a mission summary, that kind of thing about that. And that's on the main Neverwinter website. Recently, we've been working on doing video trailers for them. And we have one video trailer up for a recent Foundry Spotlight quest, which is pretty cool, especially if you're an author and you have this huge trailer for your quest, which is pretty awesome. There's also in the forums and on the website, there's links to the Foundry screenshots of the week. So if you're a Foundry author or a Foundry player and you have some cool screenshots, you can post them in the forums in the appropriate thread. And we go through those and we get to post one a week and give a little bit of spotlight both to the author and the person who took the screenshot. There's a cool section in the Neverwinter Wiki, which is dedicated to the Foundry. So that's a good place also to look if you want to have more information about how the Foundry works or even just what it is. And then finally, there's in the game, there's some really cool Foundry stuff, a Foundry featuring feature that we have where roughly three quests per week in English will be featured. So if you go to your landing page when you're in Neverwinter, you just press L, you can click over to the Foundry catalog and see what quests are featured that week. And those are also certain quests that have reached recognition with the community, or they're doing something completely new that people haven't seen before, or what have you. You can even play some of the quests that are developed in different languages.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, something that stands out to me, you know, from when you're describing all the features available, something that stands out to me, but it's starkly different than what other games have done, especially Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2, where you as the company that is creating the game is actually doing the legwork for the UGC, like actually helping mm-hmm. out, you know, featuring it, promoting it, having an ability to post the screenshots, do video trailers, and actually building that into the game itself. I think one of the biggest things, you know, with the community of Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2, and we were always having to use either the BioWare social forum or the IGN vault and stuff like that, but none of that stuff was directly tied into with Obsidian or BioWare.
Mm-hmm,
so,
sure.
They weren't, you know, you could be putting out Mona Lisas and they never think, you know, you wouldn't actually get any kind of anything for it because that's not what they're focused on. And to see how you were doing that, that's crazy talk.
Well, see,
I mean, that's great.
That's why I'm so inspired by what you guys are doing, because you're, if not recreating the wheel, you're basically creating your own wheels, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, you know, it makes sense, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's really inspiring to me. I think that we are... If I'm going to create something in the Foundry, even though I'm not very good at it, I still feel spoiled because the tool set compared to other things that I've tried before is so streamlined and user friendly. And at the same time, there are some really complex things that you can do that when I play through some of these quests that authors make, I'm just like, how do they even think that would be possible and then implement it? And that's why that's not my forte, and that's why I just play those quests. But at the same time, we really want to encourage that because it's such a cool opportunity for really cool quests and really cool content. So there's no reason for us to not encourage people and make it easier for them to create the things that they dream about and the things that they want other people to play, and also to give people kudos for creating really awesome quests.
I mean, that's absolutely true. I mean, that's something that, like I said before, it really stands out in the way it works. I mean, you know, one of our mottos, and we used to use, after we got started and everything, we always used to use the little tagline in our thing, you know, pushing the limits of the tool set daily.
that's awesome.
But that's what your users are doing too, though. You know, they're constantly using the UGC tool, the Foundry, and they're going in, and just like you said, you're like, how did they even think to do that? You know, I never would have thought of that. You know, probably a lot of the dev people are probably like, oh my God, I didn't even think that you could, you know, we never even had that reason for it. But, you know, then you get blown out of your seat when somebody comes up with something. You know, it's crazy.
Definitely, definitely.
With all these things, you know, the blowing of the minds with what people are coming up with, Fury of the Feywild has been out since the 22nd. Are you seeing anything that people are using that in ways to blow your mind even further?
Well, it blows my mind that, I'll tell you a couple of things that blows my mind. The first thing that blows my mind is that we've released our first module like 2 months after the game itself came out. So there's so much content in Fury of the Feywild and so many things for people to do that I'm just amazed at our, like, the reception that people have given us, and also the recognition that that's pretty awesome, like how much content we've had go into the game even just after it's come out. What blows my mind is, and I think what's going to blow a lot of people's minds, is in the Foundry, one of the additions to the game with Fury of the Feywild is the drag and drop 3D editor. So it's going to streamline a lot of the processes for a lot of people who like to tinker with their quests, or even when they're making them for the first time, which has been a lot of feedback that we've received from Foundry authors. And I think the possibilities for what they will create with the Foundry are just going to get even more mind-blowing as time progresses and as new things are added to the Foundry. I went into somebody's quest... this is before the drag and drop. Went into somebody's quest, and they had positioned everything so carefully and with such ingenuity. Like the way that the pieces that they had used to create the world that they had built, and the transitions that they did like these really interesting fade to blacks with within dialogue that allowed for the telling of this very unique story. It was like seriously mind blown, because I'm thinking in the way of like a standard quest that I go into this dungeon, it's in an instance, I do this, you know, thing, and there might be some cool story thing, but I mean, that's what I'm expecting from a quest in my experience as an MMO player. Now I'll play things that the Cryptic developers have created and I'll be like, oh my God, that's amazing. You know, that's a really interesting use of the engine to create this. That's really interesting environment design and what have you. And then I go and play a player made quest and they've done something completely different, but you know, on par with something that I would have considered a developer to be able to do. And they've put their own little touch upon it. So you know that, you know, a player made this and their personality is in there. And then I'm basically blown away by the whole process and both on the developer side for creating such a tool set and on the player side for making a quest that could really wow me. Oh, yeah. With Fury of the Feywild, people are also really getting into like the campaign system and the new Call to Arms system that that we introduced a couple weeks ago. We brought a lot of balance and gameplay changes and riding a unicorn cannot be understated either. So,
well, I mean, I think that, you know, I remember talking to, I think it was Andy Velasquez. It was about last year. It's been about a year now. Mm-hmm. And I talked to him and he was asking me, you know, about the UGC stuff, about the Foundry. And I was like, well, yeah, being able to actually see the placeables as I'm dropping them would be huge. And he was like,
sure,
that's getting on the list. So, you know, I set up an eval with all the stuff. And that was like one of the things that about taking feedback and things like that. I mean, I know that that's so huge. And, you know, with stuff that you're talking about, the 3D dragon dropping, that's something that, you know, I know I suggested and, you know, other people certainly have. And
well, thanks for sending your feedback in.
Oh, yeah, I gave him a whole dossier. Well, you know, that's what we do. I mean, we use professional tool sets. So, we're like, hey, you know what? This would be cool here if people could do this because that would speed up development. What'd you do? You did it.
Totally.
What's it going to do? It's going to speed up development, give you better quality areas. It's going to give you people better work to focus on their quests and, you know, to really focus on the story and then the polish and the chrome, so to speak, you know?
Totally.
And, you know, that's something that, you know, I definitely talk to. And another thing that down the road would be even sicker would be having the free terrain editing, like terrain and texturing, so that you actually can build your area from scratch, like scratch.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me and, you know, other people in Neverwinter Nights 1 community might disagree with me, but I think that that's the hugest advantage of Neverwinter Nights 2 is the fact that the tool set gives you the free terrain editing so that you can actually build, you know, underdark areas. We've done flying skyship areas. We've done all kind of crazy stuff because you had that freedom to be able to, from the ground up, blow out an area. So, you know, you have full control of the terrain itself.
Certainly. That opens a lot of doors, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's a more advanced feature. I mean, a lot of people, in the Neverwinter Nights 2 community, a lot of people are like, oh, these areas, I can't just drop tiles and, you know, it's a lot of work. But you know what? With work comes power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having the ability to do things just like what you're talking about with the Foundry and adding these new features, you keep adding power. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, if you're more beginner novice level in this thing, okay, then use a predefined area. You guys got like a billion of them that are awesome. So there you go. If you're a more advanced developer and you really have a vision for what your area should look like, then, you know, you have the ability to do that. And I think that's something that's really going to really even open the doors even further.
Totally. You're absolutely right.
Actually bringing us to our next topic, you know, is like one of the things that we've done over the years. And, you know, as we talked before, is the fact that, you know, helped lead the Neverwinter Nights community development, you know, whether it be featuring people who've made single player modules, which are very similar to what's going on in the Neverwinter Foundry now, mm-hmm. or people who develop persistent worlds, you know, like mini MMOs. And one of the things that we'd like to do and be able to do is to be able to have folks from the Neverwinter community who are doing these great pieces of work to be able to have a place, another place to showcase their work and actually get a voice to it. So what are the future plans of being able to do something like that?
Well, I think the Foundry, I mean, obviously I can't speak for anyone, but I could guess that the Foundry author community would be more than willing and excited to chat with you guys about what you do and just connect with you about UGC in general. I know that there's a group of Foundry authors that do this weekly live stream on Wednesdays where they will go in and they'll play each other's quests or different people's quests and what have you. The Foundry authors are very active on our forums and we consistently do things like Foundry contests to see who can create the highest rated mission, and then have those missions be spotlit on our pages and that kind of stuff. And in all my interactions with the Foundry authors, since it's kind of like I feel that's, even though I'm not the best author, I feel like that's one of my communities, is hanging out with the Foundry author community. Everyone is so open and willing to help, and interested in the tool set, interested in Neverwinter. Some people more than others will be really big Forgotten Realms buffs. Some people more than others will be more into the tool set and what it can do, and game design in general. But overall, people are so I'm floored by how willing people are to help others with, solving different tricks and using different tricks or solving different puzzles about how to create their quests. And I see no reason why that can't extend to communicating with you guys about the original Neverwinter Nights games.
Well, that'd be awesome. we definitely be more than happy to, communicate whatever, our experiences and, the types of stuff that we do. And especially because our vision is so aligned to what you guys done, your game style and everything. I think that there's a lot of things we can help pass on even. So, we'd be more than happy to help out on that effort.
That's great. I mean, I think even if tool sets are different, right, there's some thematic things that you can help people think through because you've been doing it for such a long time. I mean, if I were to sit down and create a quest in the Foundry, obviously I would have the Foundry tool set at my fingertips to work things out. But, what should be the pacing for this quest, or how would I approach trying to navigate, these different NPCs, or what's your opinion on these dialogue options and that kind of stuff? That stuff transcends the actual tool set that you're working with.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's user experience. That's UE, even from the being a web designer and everything. I mean, a lot of it comes down to the UE experience, if it's clunky, if you're playing a quest and it's set up clunky and I don't know where I'm supposed to go, or the dialogue's kind of confusing, or even the setup is overly complicated. What you end up having is a quest, obviously not as good as it could be. The story might be great. Story might be awesome, man. But at the end of the day, if it's clunky, it's clunky, right?
Totally.
So that's, you're absolutely right about the transcendence of the concepts, from one platform to another. It's very similar. And I'll say this too. I mean, I've played around with the Foundry. There's no doubt about it. It's great. And a lot of the things, even I told Jack, I was like, what blew me away was the conversation editor. It's a darn shame that we didn't have something like that. Ours is okay, but it's not like that. It's not that graphical, sweetness there, with all the, with the way it's set up and everything, drag and drop. And it's just really cool. I mean, that's the next level. That's one of the things that stands out to me. So
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Sad to wrap this up because I think we're having a great conversation, a lot of fun, but, before we do, is there anything in particular you want to share with all the listeners?
Just really, really excited for both of our communities. I'm really, really excited. I can't tell you how excited I am by the work that you guys are doing, and basically keeping the dream alive and pushing the tool sets forward and pushing the genre forward with what you're doing. Like I said before, Neverwinter Nights is on basically my top five list of video games of all time, but not just RPGs or PC games. Baldur's Gate 2 and Neverwinter Nights are basically two of my favorite games ever. Being given the opportunity to work on a video game, on an MMO like Neverwinter, that continues in the tradition of delivering role-playing experiences within Forgotten Realms fiction is like a dream for me. And the fact that there are thousands upon thousands of people out there who have the same interest in the game, in supporting the game, in playing it, in helping making it better, and playing with each other and sharing ideas, both in the Foundry, with PvP, with PvE, with everything that the game has to offer, is really, really awesome. So for the Neverwinter Nights community, keep on keeping on. I'm so excited about what you're doing. For the Neverwinter authors and players communities. Please keep sending in all of your feedback. Please let us know what you'd like to see in the game, and please keep doing what you're doing and helping us make the game better, because we are listening and we are paying attention, and we're really excited to share in all of your quests in playing the game with you and really making the game better.
Well, I really appreciate that, and you know, obviously we're also equally as excited for what you, all your efforts, you know, from Jack all the way down. It's just been a great product, and it's been a great ride since 2011 was announced, and yeah, it's just been great to see everything coming around as fast as it did. I never expected that Neverwinter would have got to this level of sophistication this fast, just from previous, you know, projects that you see from game companies. You know, Diablo 3 took about 20 years, and it wasn't 1/100th of the game of Neverwinter is. So, you know, I mean, this goes to show you, when you get the right team together with the right vision and excitement and vibrancy, that's when you really start seeing magic happen with a product.
Well, thank you. You guys are great, and we do have an excellent team. We've got a great community to go along with it, so it's really our pleasure.
Well, you know, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day managing the huge community, and you know, I would give you the closing line for the show.
Sure. Until next time, get in game and level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com. or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of the Realms of Trinity, who are solely responsible for its contents.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.